אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Yeah, these were just some examples in a report by the Community Security Group of 451 reported incidents of anti-Semitic behavior in Australia in the last 12 months. So this report was authored by CSG New South Wales in consultation with all the other CSG branches across Australia, and it found the worst state for anti-Semitic abuse in the last 12 months was in New South Wales, which had a staggering 286 incidents, or 63% of the total, and that was followed by 127 incidents in Victoria, 18 in Queensland, 16 in Western Australia, and 4 in the ACT. In addition to the 451 incidents, a further 617 incidents of suspicious activity were reported, and that found that 49% of the incidents took place during a Jewish festival period or during Shabbat. 40% of the incidents were related to extreme right discourse, things like a neo-Nazi symbology and graffiti threats. And among the worst cases was a 12-year-old Jewish student who was physically and verbally abused at a Victorian public school, where he was punched in the face. He had bruises on the whole left side of his back, and he required hospital treatment for his injuries. And the same boy was forced to kiss the feet of a Muslim student, as reported in the Jewish News last October. Communal Security Group New South Wales head of security, Matthew Mayerson, said, "We would like to remind everyone of the importance of reporting these incidents. And if you do experience or see an anti-Semitic incident or something suspicious that seems out of place, please report it to us. Don't assume that someone else has reported it." And there is a national CSG hotline, which is 1-300-000-274.
Yes, it is very important to report, because all these 451 incidents, these were the incidents that were reported. And I wonder how many incidents happened and people were too scared or didn't know who to report to. And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, New Hakoach Club to open by 2023.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed that this can happen. Of course, it's been many years since the old Hakoach Club in Hall Street, Bondi Junction, was there. In the meantime, there's been lots and lots of development applications and plans and sales and all sorts of things. Now we have the Hakoach Club, of course, has the large site at White City in Rushcutters Bay. In the meantime, in the last 12 months or so, even during the COVID-19 period, recent months, there has been a massive fundraising effort going on. And so far, $40 million of a aim of $60 million has already been raised for the project, which is quite remarkable. The HACOA had an AGM last week talking about the next steps. The president, Stephen Lowy, said he's confident that our community will once again embrace Hakoa as its communal, cultural, social and sporting hub. We remain on track to make this dream of Hakoa at White City a reality. There's a detailed development application which has been filed for a panel to review and hopefully approve, and that should take place sometime within the next couple of months.
Well, we all hope that we'll all be able to see the new Hakoach Club by 2023. And Shane, Moriah College is trying to recover stolen funds. We're talking about well over $7 million.
That's right. So as we've mentioned in recent months in updates, Gus Nosty, who is a financial staff member there for 12 years, now no longer there, but during that time, it's alleged that he siphoned off and stole $7 million over time from the school. The latest update is he faced last week New South Wales Supreme Court. The court has ordered him to repay the funds. In a scathing judgment, Justice David Hammerschlag described Nosty as, quote, a thief, who as a trusted and senior employer at Moriah owed it fiduciary duties which he breached in the most egregious fashion. So the court heard between 2004 and 2019, Nosti stole $7,337,282, having had control of the school's bank account and access to the tax portal on its behalf. And he admitted to the thefts last month. He also allegedly gambled much of the money that he stole away by playing poker machines, sometimes during his lunch breaks. Often, the judge said, he would go to a hotel or a club after work or during work. So the court found Nosti stole on an almost daily basis, with thefts ranging between $5,000 to $50,000, occasionally a six-figure amount at a time.
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Shane Kempgard, age 93, was convicted last week over Stutthof killings.
Yeah, that's right. Former Nazi concentration camp guard was handed a suspended sentence of 2 years in prison last week as a court in Hamburg found him guilty of complicity in World War II atrocities. His name is Bruno Dey, D-E-Y, and he was convicted for his role in the killing of 5,230 people when he was an SS tower guard at the Stutthof camp. As a 17-year-old SS private, he could hear the screams of Jews dying in the gas chambers of the concentration camp from his post in a guard tower, and he watched daily as their bodies were carted to the crematorium. A Hamburg state court decided his role as a camp guard more than 75 years ago was enough to convict him of 5,230 counts of accessory to murder, equal to the number of people believed to have been killed in the camp during his service there.
Shane, on a totally different topic, have you ever seen Unorthodox, the television series with Shira Haas, the Israeli Shira Haas?
It's so popular. Everyone is talking about it, and it's a fantastic show. And Shira Haas has actually just been nominated for an Emmy Award for her role in the show, which follows an ultra-Orthodox Brooklyn woman who leaves her community for a new life in Berlin. The four-episode series, inspired by the 2012 memoir Unorthodox, The Scandalous Rejection of My Hasidic Roots by Deborah Feldman, also picked up a nomination for Outstanding Limited Series.
Shane, before we go, there are news from Melbourne, not such good news, that happened at Gerris Morgan House, which is aged care facilities for the Jewish community. What happened there?
Yes, so on July 30th, a staff member who works in the kitchen at Gerris Morgan House in Caulfield, which is run by Jewish Care, an aged care centre, they tested positive to COVID-19. Now, the good news is that there's no close contacts identified between that person and Jewish Care elders or staff, only possibly with some fellow kitchen staff. And that person is in self-quarantine now in their home. So hopefully that will be the end of it. But as a precaution, Gerris Morgan House remains closed to the public until further testing is conducted of the kitchen staff.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.